listening, and welcome to Wednesday Night Bible Study. We are so glad that you chose to join us tonight as we study God's Word together. I'm Sarah Jane Nixon. I'm the pastor at New Dublin Presbyterian Church, and we are graciously being hosted tonight
at Dublin United Methodist Church. And my name's Don Hanchu. I'm one of the pastors here. And it is a lot of fun for us to get together, to be in different churches, and to study together, and to be in your homes. And we really would thank you for letting us come and be with you tonight. We're excited about what's in store.
Absolutely. As you can tell, especially if I don't knock it off these tables, in the middle of our table here, we have an Advent wreath. And happy Advent. It's the first week of four where we wait for Christmas.
I don't know what Advent is.
Advent is the period of time before Christmas, 4 weeks before Christmas, where we wait to celebrate the coming of Christ, to remember Christ's birth in Bethlehem, and where we also think some about the second coming of Christ, about what's going to be like when Christ comes back to rule here and live here with us.
You're so smart.
You're so smart.
Well, help me help understand here, though. It's purple candles. If people want to do this at home, do they have to have purple candles?
They absolutely do not have to have purple candles. The thing about the Advent wreath, it's a fun thing that we do in church a lot of times, but it's relatively recent, and you can use whatever you want. You don't even have to use real candles.
True.
You could use flashlights if you wanted to.
But speaking of light, that's what we hope you experience tonight, and let's join in prayer. God, we pray that your light would shine in each of us and in our community, and that together tonight in study, that we would just, your hope would just wash over all of us. We give you praise and ask your guidance tonight. Amen.
Amen. So I don't know what you like to read the Bible on. Sometimes I like to use a physical Bible. Sometimes I like to use my phone. You might like to use your computer. Whatever you like to use, we are going to be in the book of Luke, chapter 21. Verses 34 to 36. It's short this week, so I'm just going to go ahead and read it to you. Jesus is talking here. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Hmm. So it kind of sounds like Jesus hates having fun.
Maybe it does a little bit. That,
a little bit. No, but that's not it. It isn't that God hates human joy or celebrations, but he does... don't let your hearts get weighed down, he says, with these things. I think we've all experienced how overindulgence can have adverse effects. You eat too much candy or too much fudge. Fudge is my weakness at Christmas.
Peanut butter or chocolate?
I'm a chocolate fudge person.
Gotcha.
I'm a chocolate fudge person. And you eat too much chocolate fudge, you figure out real quick what Jesus is talking about here, I think.
So true. But yeah, what I love is just the real honesty that's embedded in this. Mm-hmm. It says, you know, be careful or your hearts will be weighed down and with dissipation and drunkenness. And you know, honestly, we know what happens a lot of us when we experience anxiety. Mm-hmm. Our hearts are weighted down. We go to temporary fixes and a bottle, a pill, you know, a book or whatever it is, as opposed to going to the source for what can really help us get through that. So it's, you know, it speaks so honestly to what a lot of mm-hmm. us struggle with, fudge, whatever it is that we go to.
Absolutely.
You know, those comfort things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and in moderation, most things are fine. But mm-hmm. it's saying help us see that,
you
know, there's
guard.
There's a tipping point for that.
And Jesus is really honest here that, you know, we are going to face times that are difficult. We're all going to face times that are difficult. Sometimes everyone on the face of the planet experiences difficult things at once, which is what's happening now to us. We're all going through a hard time right now, kind of simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And he says that's when you especially need to be on your guard. And we can do it not because... you know, we just grit our teeth and bear through it, but because we know that it's not going to last forever because we know there's light at the end of the tunnel.
So this is hope that you're talking
this
about.
This is hope.
This week we're talking about hope.
This
so that hope that you see here in this passage is, you're talking about how it, you mm-hmm. know that you can get through it.
We okay. know we can get through it because we know that whatever we're experiencing, and really all of the pain and the evil in the whole world, there is not going to go on forever. And that's part of what we remember at Advent. We remember when Jesus came before, and we look forward to when Jesus is going to come again. And that's our hope for whatever, not just whatever we're going through right now, but sometimes we get weighed down thinking about all the evil things that have ever happened or ever will happen in the world. We know we don't have to distract ourselves with little things because we have a big hope that's coming at the end. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember that because it's easy to get sidetracked, right?
Oh my gosh, it's so easy to get sidetracked. And you know, I can think of some examples as a pastor and with relationships with some married folks in our, not just in this church, but in other churches. And there's always seasons, you know, as we're spouses, you know, where you're kind of in sync, and some that when you're not. And I was talking to some folks recently and about how the couple, they just were not in sync. And yet, one spouse who felt like they were doing work to make the relationship better, and they felt the other spouse was kind of checking out. The spouse that was doing the work still had hope because they had been through cycles like this before, not as dramatic, but they've been through cycles like this before, and they said they had hope that in time, with prayer and intentional effort, that they could realign themselves, and everything was very salvageable for the relationship. They could even grow through it, and she even talked about how in the past, you know, they'd become better for those difficult situations they'd been through. And the same thing with folks who are struggling with addiction. And addictions around the holidays, sometimes people who have been sober for a long time, those addictions will come back and they'll struggle with sobriety, staying away from alcohol or drugs during this season because of the culture around it, also because of the worry and anxiety that happens around the holidays, financial burdens or seeing relationships, people or not being able to see those folks. And it's easy to kind of to end up that direction. And what I just want to remind us is that you have hope that you can face today with sobriety. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's just about facing this hour, this minute, this day, inch by inch. That's how you do that. And you have hope that I can do this. I can do this. And it's not your strength, but it's a strength that's beyond yours. That's what kind of mm-hmm. Christ is talking about today.
Absolutely.
You had a really funny story, though, about your... about, yeah, Dollywood thing.
Yeah, Dollywood. Yeah, so when I was a kid, I was a Girl Scout all the way through until I aged out. And I belonged to a small troop, and we went one time to Dollywood. And I hate roller coasters. I don't understand what the appeal of a machine that's trying to kill you is. it's not my thing. But everybody else was going to go on this roller coaster, and you know how middle school girls are about fitting in. I was going to do it too. Every roller coaster in Dollywood. It's a terrible idea. And when I finished, I was bruised on my arms and my legs because I would just hold on so tightly. and the only thing that got me through was the knowledge that in 2 minutes it was going to be over. And there was only however many there were of these things. There was a light at the end of the tunnel. It was not going to last forever.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's trite, right? That most of our worries are more serious than a two-minute roller coaster.
Well, but, I mean, there's some truth to that there, right? Sometimes you just kind of muscle through mm-hmm. what you got to get through. Because, mm-hmm. But you do that not so you muscle through into something worse, but
right.
because you have hope.
Something better is coming. Yeah. Exactly.
Or there'd be relief of it, or mm-hmm. that you will work it out, that you'll get something through the pain of that. Yeah, okay. I totally can understand that situation, but that's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah. Would you like to close us in prayer?
I'd be glad to close us in prayer. God, we come to you with hope. Some of us right now are struggling in a relationship, struggling with our job or finances. We know at the beginning of the year, we're just a few weeks away, that a lot of things are going to change with maybe benefits that we receive or other challenges in our life. And Lord, we've come so far. We don't want to give up now. We know the worst thing is not the last thing. So Lord, help us have hope, just like your early followers had a hope in the resurrection that they didn't yet understand. Help us have hope because we know about your resurrection. And let that be a light that chases away the darkness in our lives. God, we thank you for your presence with us now, and the presence with those who are watching with us. And we just ask your blessings upon them and give them hope. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to see you next week, and we'll be talking about the joy that comes into our lives. And we will look forward to seeing you then.
Talk to you later.